Day six of the government shutdown as workers go without paychecks.
We just want to do our jobs.
President Trump back in the U.S. after a surprise visit to troops in Iraq.
Melania and I are thrilled to be here with the extraordinary men and women of the American Armed Forces.
Snow and ice in the plains and upper Midwest.
A few places will go into that 6 to 12 inch range.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. The government shutdown enters day six with furloughed workers hoping for solutions and paychecks soon. President Trump blames the Democrats and tweets that, quote, most of the people not getting paid are Democrats. We get the latest live from Washington, CBS's Allison Keyes.
Few lawmakers are expected to be around when the Senate goes into session today, though they have been told they'd get 24 hours notice if a vote is called. But that seems unlikely, as both Democrats and the president seem entrenched in their positions. He has demanded $5 billion for his border wall.
Whatever it takes. I mean, we're going to have a wall. We're going to have safety.
But Democrats aren't budging for the bipartisan $1.3 billion for border security projects. That doesn't include money for the wall. Plus, Democrats take over the House in January and may be standing pat until that happens. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees are either furloughed or working without pay, but the president is claiming many of the workers are telling him to stay out until he gets funding for that wall, Peter.
The president is back in the country after a whirlwind trip to see U.S. troops in Iraq. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
Dressed for the part, the president took credit for what he called the near elimination of ISIS, even though fighting is still going on in Syria.
They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
He insisted the decision to pull out of Syria was not as sudden as it seemed, that he had told the military to get out a year and a half ago, but kept giving in to their requests to stay another 6 months.
Then they said again recently, could we have more time? I said, nope, you can't have any more time. We got enough time.
And he answered the one question most Iraqis and all the troops have. Will the U.S. pull out of Iraq as well?
No plans at all, no. In fact, we could use this as a base if we wanted to do something in Syria.
I'm Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon. Foreign influence was a big issue in Iraq's elections last spring, and some Iraqi lawmakers angry about Trump's visit are calling it a violation of Iraqi sovereignty. Trump did not meet with any Iraqi officials there. There are about 5,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. They're part of the coalition against ISIS, and many Iraqi lawmakers now want them to leave the country. But Iraq could be an important staging ground for any future military action against ISIS in Syria, where the president is withdrawing troops.
A big winter storm is expected to cause hazardous driving for parts of the plains and upper Midwest. WBZ-TV meteorologist David Epstein.
There is a blizzard warning for parts of the Dakotas. This is not necessarily for the heavy snow, but the low visibility with all the strong winds, and there will be some heavy snow, especially out through the Minneapolis area. We're looking at anywhere from 3 to 6 inches. A few places will go into that 6 to 12 inch range.
Investors wonder what's next after the Dow closed up more than 1,000 points yesterday. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says heavy losses followed by that big gain show that we're in a bear market.
The U.S. economy, it's not in recession. We are still in growth mode. Stocks have been weak because of a various number of concerns, some of which are real, some of which are imagined, but all of which add up to a normal bear market, a breather after having almost a 10-year period where we did not go without a 20% drop.
China says it plans trade talks with the U.S. after the new year. Police in Northern California are looking for the man who shot and killed an officer during a traffic stop. KOVR-TV's Macy Jenkins is in Newman, California.
No plate information. The PD officer has been shot.
A traffic stop in Newman took a tragic turn early Wednesday morning.
It really hits home when it's one of our own.
Just before 1 o'clock, Corporal Ronil Singh pulled over a man in a gray pickup truck with paper plates. Singh called in the vehicle description over the radio. But moments later, another call from Singh saying, shots fired, I've been hit.
We just heard gunshots, and so we came out to look outside.
Singh was taken to the hospital where he later died.
Indonesia has raised the danger level for the volcano that triggered Saturday's deadly tsunami. More from the BBC's Rebecca Henschke.
The volcano is still erupting, sending clouds of ash into the air, and they're particularly monitoring the tremors. And because of that, they've raised it to the second highest level. And they've also expanded the exclusion zone to 5 kilometers. Helicopters are evacuating communities in islands outside of that exclusion zone, and also telling people on land on both sides of the strait in Sumatra and Java to stay well away from the beach.
There will be changes in how Customs and Border Patrol handles children in custody after two deaths in less than 3 weeks. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Homeland Security Kirsten Nielsen called the immigration system one that prevents parents who bring their children on a dangerous illegal journey from facing consequences for their actions. She mandated the medical checks of all children in U.S. custody and will travel to the border this week to tour the facilities.
As we review 2018 this week, we remember actresses who took their final bows this year.
Margot Kidder is best remembered for playing Lois Lane in 4 Superman films.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me! Who's got you?
Dorothy Malone won a supporting Oscar for 1956's Written on the Wind. But achieved national stardom on the primetime soap Peyton Place.
We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Benny Marshall not only starred on TV's Laverne and Shirley, she was successful as a movie director. Charlotte Ray played the same character, Edna Garrett, in 2 different sitcoms.
You little devil.
Housekeeper on Different Strokes, then house mother on The Facts of Life. Audiences love to hate Katherine McGregor, the ever-complaining Mrs. Olsen on Little House on the Prairie.
You are a cheap excuse for a man.
And goodbye to Hollywood's oldest working actress, Connie Sawyer, who appeared in movies like Dumb and Dumber.
You have change of a dollar?
Change? No, I'm sorry, I don't.
She died this year at the age of 105. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Kids of a certain age might remember the premiere of a certain TV show 71 years ago today.
As Buffalo Bob Smith would ask at the beginning of every show, what time is it, kids?
It's Howdy Doody time. It's Howdy Doody time.
It was, of course, Howdy Doody time. Easily the most popular kids TV show of the 1950s, featured the freckle-faced Howdy and his friend Clarabelle the Clown, took place in the town of Doodleville. Premiered on December 27th, 1947. Ran till 1960. At the end of the final episode, sadly uttering his first and last words, Clarabelle said, "Goodbye, kids." Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Christmas and Hanukkah are behind us, but Kwanzaa is just beginning. The 7-day observance celebrates African-American traditions and culture. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, December 27th, 2018. I'm Peter King, CBS News.